Hello, buongiorno, and welcome. I'm Giuseppe, your guide today. And for over 10 years, I've shared stories of Venice's wonders with curious travelers just like you. I'm proud to represent tour.com, your go-to source for personalized travel plans. If you'd like help planning more adventures in Italy or beyond, be sure to visit tour.com anytime. Remember, it is T-O-U-R-R-R.com. Welcome to Piazza San Marco, the shining heart of Venice, and to St. Mark's Basilica, known affectionately as the Golden Church. Over the next half hour, we'll explore its art, history, and captivating tales. Let's begin with the basilica's facade and exterior. You'll notice five grand domes inspired by Constantinople's Church of the Holy Apostles, testimony to Venice's Byzantine connections. Above the central entrance, you'll see four bronze horses. These rare equestrian sculptures date from antiquity and were brought to Venice after the Fourth Crusade in 1204. The originals are now kept inside for safekeeping, and replicas stand on the balcony you see today. Look at the mosaic lunettes above the doorways. Scenes such as the Last Judgment, the Descent from the Cross, and the Ascension, they set the spiritual tone before you even step inside. According to legend, in 828, a pair of Venetian merchants smuggled St. Mark's relics from Alexandria to Venice, hiding them under layers of pork to evade detection. That daring act marked the spiritual foundation of this city and ultimately led to the building of the church you see today. We step now into the narthex, the entry hall. Here, the mosaics depict vivid Old Testament stories, some believed to be inspired by ancient manuscripts like the Cotton Genesis. You may sense echoes of early Byzantine artistry in their style. Look down at the marble opus sectile floor. Earth-toned geometric patterns, animal motifs like peacocks and foxes. These intricate inlays sparkle even in dim light. Some say children enjoy a little scavenger game, spotting the hidden rhinoceros or rooster in the marble. Now let's enter the nave and gaze upward. You are looking at more than 8,000 square meters of gold ground mosaics created over 8 centuries by Byzantine and Venetian artisans. They form what many call a Bible in pictures, depicting scenes from Christ's miracles, Pentecost, Ascension, and Last Judgment. When sunlight pours in through the high windows, the mosaics seem to glow from within. Pause in front of the high altar to admire the Pala d'Oro, or golden panel. This is a masterpiece of Byzantine and medieval art, approximately 3 by 2 meters, studded with nearly 2,000 gems, pearls, sapphires, garnets, emeralds, rubies, and more, all arranged over golden enamel. The Pala d'Oro began in around 976 AD, commissioned by Doge Pietro Orseolo. It was expanded in 1105 by Doge Ordelfo Faliero and given its Gothic silver gilt frame around 1342-45, by goldsmith Giovanni Paolo Bonasegna under Doge Andrea Dandolo. The upper register features Archangel Michael flanked by scenes from Christ's life, likely taken from treasures brought back from Constantinople after the Fourth Crusade. Now to your right is the treasury. This room houses one of the world's finest collections of Byzantine metalwork and reliquaries, many originating from Constantinople during the Fourth Crusade. Though some pieces were lost during Napoleonic plunder, surviving relics include fragments of the True Cross, objects said to contain Christ's blood, and relics of St. John the Baptist. Look up now at the central dome, known as the Dome of Emmanuel. Here, Christ is depicted surrounded by prophets and stars in mosaics, believed to date from around 1160 to 1200. The basilica's architecture is a unique blend. Byzantine structure, Romanesque columns, Gothic additions, and even Islamic ornamentation, reflecting Venice's rich exchanges with the East over centuries. If your ticket includes loggia access, step out onto the balcony. Here you'll find replicas of the famous bronze horses. You can learn more inside the museum. Below lies Piazza San Marco, once the stage for state ceremonies, Doge inaugurations, and public festivals. Venice was so proud of its maritime dominance that they called their republic La Serenissima, the most serene republic. Grazie, buona visita. Thank you for joining me on this journey. I hope these stories inspire deeper appreciation for Venice's golden heritage. If you'd like personalized travel recommendations, whether in Venice or beyond, visit tourrr.com anytime. I'd be delighted to help plan your next unforgettable adventure. Enjoy the rest of your time in Venice, and may every canal lead to a memorable story.